You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Bharatiya Janata Party's final seats tally for the Lok Sabha elections settled at 240, the Election Commission's data revealed early Wednesday morning. The ruling party, which has dominated the country's politics with successive victories in general and assembly elections under Prime Minister Narendra Modi since 2014, will now have to rely on the support of its NDA allies to form a government at the centre as it fell woefully short of the majority mark of 272. The Congress, meanwhile, showed signs of an electoral revival by winning 99 seats. After a string of poll reverses since 2017, Samajwadi Party, SP, Chief Akhilesh Yadav has finally delivered, with his party putting in its best-ever performance in the Lok Sabha elections to win 37 of the 80 seats in Uttar Pradesh and emerging as the single largest party in the country's most populous state, where it reduced the ruling BJP to 33 seats from 62 in 2019. The SP emerged as the third largest party in the country after the BJP and the Congress. The SP's previous best Lok Sabha poll performance was in 2004, when it had won 35 seats in Uttar Pradesh. The Sabha elections outcome is a mandate against Prime Minister Narendra Modi and a political and moral defeat of the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge said. Khadge said the people saw through the lies spread about the Congress manifesto by the BJP and did not give a complete majority to any single party, particularly the BJP that sought votes on the basis of one person, one face. Veteran Indian all-rounder Ravichandran Ashwin feels Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli will live up to expectations at the grandest stage of them all, the ICC T20 World Cup. Two of the finest batters in the modern era of the game, Rohit and Kohli will lead the batting charge of Team India in Rahul Dravid's final assignment. Head coach Dravid will part ways with Team India after the T20 World Cup. Previewing the World Cup game on his YouTube channel, Ashwin observed that India can rely on senior batters Rohit and Kohli on a slow track at the Nassau County Ground. Pankaj Jha, who played the conniving Vidhayak G in TVF's Panchayat series, revealed in an interview with Digital Commentary how he was approached for Sultan Quraish's role in Gangs of Wasailpur and was the first choice before losing it to Pankaj Tripathi. Sultan Qureshi was a notable character in Gangs of Wasailpur, but the first choice for it was Pankaj Jha. However, later, Pankaj Tripathi was cast. On being asked whether the film politics hurt him, Jha said he was unbothered by the politics happening behind his back, and if he lets it hurt him, the backstabbers would win.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.